Bradford. Some schools and academies push to reopen. James Ellis, Bradford. No, teachers and education workers around the country have been turning to their unions for support after the government announced plans to reopen schools from the 1st of June. This is especially true in Bradford, where levels of COVID-19 remain high. Bradford has a high proportion of people from lower socio-economic and BAME backgrounds, both are groups that face a high risk from the virus. Bradford Council, with the backing of over 80 head teachers and academy chains, sent a letter to the regional schools commissioner expressing grave concerns about the government's plan and the potential safety risk it poses to the community. They confirmed that the vast majority of parents share these concerns, and that the government's announcement has caused significant anxiety amongst school staff. 75 members attended our online district meeting, which voted overwhelmingly in favor of the Socialist Party's motion calling for the union to seek a national agreement based on the NOOS 5 tests and to support members in refusing to return to unsafe workplaces. Despite this clear opposition, there are still schools and academy chains in Bradford pushing for a 1st of June opening. It is essential that the NOOS harnesses its members' renewed enthusiasm and stands firm against an unsafe return. The NOOS must immediately inform all members that it will support a collective refusal to return to work and empower local officers and reps to organize this. Moreover, after this crisis, the NOOS must use its newly emboldened membership to fight for a fairer education system with higher pay, a reduced workload, and a focus on students' well-being and enrichment as opposed to exams and league tables.